You know what? Let's go to Vaschan and that's it with the Dvarim, my Marim. Okay, page base in the Kutatera, Vaschan. Okay, the Pasuk says, Vaschan al Hashem, Meshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of the Parshat, Vaschan says, I prayed, I davened to Hashem, and he said to Hashem, Hata achilei salaris sesavdecha, you began showing your servant all the great things that you accomplished. So Lahavin to understand, so what does it mean, Hashem, you began? He says, Chilahoya harbe nisim. There were a lot of, what do you mean, began? There were so many miracles already. Kriyas Yamsif, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Tei, Melchemes Amalek. It's like, after massive miracles, Meshe Rabbeinu comes to Hashem. By the way, you just began showing us your wonders. It's plenty shown until now. So he says, Chazal tell us, actually, Nivra Ha'ilam, before Hashem created the world, Ha'yahu Ishmei Bovad. The famous expression Chazal said is being done often, that before Hashem created the world, it was only him and his name. Bovad. That was the only thing that existed. Chayit ain't a movement, it's not understood. Eich Shai Chayit in B'ri Yisraelim is Li Hashem. The whole purpose of a name is if there's somebody else to identify you, call you, talk about you, whatever. If a person's the only one in the world, he doesn't need a name. So the question is, before Hashem created the world, there was only the existence of Hashem. So what does it mean? It was him and his name. What do you need a name for before the world was created?
Exactly.
But there is nobody to do attributes to. One second. It says in the Zayar, the Tachlis B'riyasa Adam, the ultimate purpose of a creation was to let Hashem's greatness be known to the people. Be it Advan to explain this, what does this mean? He says like this. Hine Yiridis Vishtausha Samadregis Vitsumim Rabim. All the descent of the worlds, one world lower than the next, lower, is Tzedek Aliyah. It's for the sake of elevation, Kedei L'sabcha Chashech L'Nehra, to transform darkness to light. In other words, because the greatness of light is when it comes through darkness, like Yishtayim HaMelech says, Re'isi Shiesh Yisrin La'or Min HaChashech. It doesn't say or over darkness. It says or min ha-cheshech, which means what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, he's not telling us, we've learned many times, he's not telling us light is better than dark. Every fool knows that. What Shlomo HaMelech is saying is not yisrin ha-or al ha-cheshech. He's saying yisrin min ha-cheshech, which means that when darkness is transformed to light, is the highest form of light. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. Now, if there is no cheshech, in other words, godliness is revealed as is, so there's no klipa, there's no evil, there's no darkness, then you can't have the level of yisrin her. Then you can't have the ultimate level of light, because all there is light. So therefore, what did Hashem do? He created darkness, meaning he lowered himself level after concealment after concealment after concealment to such an extent that he's so concealed we don't even see him. We don't even know he exists. And in that world, you bring in light. You transform darkness to light. And he says, Malzen, and that's what the Pasuk says. No, I skipped.
Are you living in the darkness right now?
What?
Are you living in the darkness because you're making it into light?
Well, we're living in darkness because we're making it into darkness. Like, I'll give you an example. Instead of coming to Minyan, somebody decides to sleep. That's called darkness. Heavy darkness. No. Got it?
Usually the
dead is dark. Is that? That's why Hashem created man on earth. Right? Why he could have created us in Gan Eden. He says, because this world is a world of darkness. Of kafal mechupo, double darkness. Mitzarech lahar biz benedis, and therefore you need to add a lot of candles. Lahoyer as a cheshech to enlighten the dark. Alkein barter lekim es ha'odam. That's why Hashem created the person shubachin es ha'od v'aner. That the yid is a level of a candle. Ner Hashem nishmas ha'odam shu ner ha'meir ha'od Hashem ha'vayah. Which the yid, through doing Torah mitzvahs and neshama, enlightens the world with the light of neshama. Lahoyer es ha'ilam hazah. To enlighten olam hazah, lishapcha chashechel in her, transform darkness to light. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, the whole purpose of the creation of darkness is for a Jew to bring light in there, and then the light is even a greater level. That's what the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, and then at the end he concludes, v'hayei bracha. What does that mean? Birches beked of audits. It should be a bracha within the earth. Ki heim zed a berach Hashem. Which is the children that is the bracha of Hashem. Shaloshin hamshacha. Kamei hamavirich v'amarkiv. In other words, what did Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? V'hayei bracha. Okay, simply Rashi says in the Gemara that when it says v'avarchem v'arachecha And then he says, so Rashi says in the Gemara that the first three expressions is why we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. Vehayei bracha means, how do we conclude the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham. We start the bracha Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. Then we finish the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham. Why don't we say Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, like we do at the beginning of the bracha? So the Gemara says, because the first three were at the beginning, V'agadlo Shmecha, that calls to Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov. V'hayei bracha, meaning Hashem says to Avram, you though will conclude the bracha. But here the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what does it mean Hashem tells Avram v'hayei bracha? Who's going to be mavrich? Who's going to bring down godliness into the world? You, the Yidden, v'hayei bracha. Kibedei li'ez baruch Hashem min ha'elam v'ada elam. Mi'al medis kasi la'al medis galya. Like we say, baruch Hashem alokei Yisrael. Min ha'elam v'ada elam. It doesn't only mean God, you're blessed from world to world. It means God, you come down, bracha, min ha'elam, from the hidden worlds, ad ha'elam, to the revealed worlds. Li'eis havaya b'chinas gilu. Godliness should be revealed. V'am yamshichem gilu zeh. Who are the ones that reveal godliness in the world? Heim Yisrael, Shem Zed, Aberach Hashem. Which are the seed of the bracha of Hashem, v'ner Hashem nishmas Adam, v'kama ribu nishamas shehem kama ribu neiris. And therefore, how many tens of thousands of Jews are there? That's how many tens of thousands of Jews that are bracha, that are candles. Every Jew is a candle. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. So therefore, if you have 15 million Jews, there's 15 million lights in the world that are supposed to be on, by the way. Giving light. Sometimes you gotta like add and kindle the minayim. You gotta turn it on. But there are those lights. Because based on the darkness is how much light you need. Therefore, nowadays, where the darkness is super great, we need super candles. That's when the Rebbe started with the campaign that little girls should start benching licht. Yeah. So one of the questions they asked the Rebbe, but it wasn't done in previous generations. So the Rebbe answered, first of all, it was done by many in the previous generations. But the Rebbe said very simple. In the previous generations, there was plenty of light. The world was not as dark as it is today. It's not as crazy as it is today. So therefore, if the world was lit up already by itself, then you didn't need to add more licht. So girls didn't have to bench licht. Now that the darkness prevails, it's a crazy amount of darkness, so then you need more candles, more licht, to illuminate the darkness. Huh?
You have to change the bulb.
put in a stronger wattage. Now, how do you light the candle? How do you kindle this candle? He says, just like a candle flickers, that the flame wants to leave the wick, and the second there's no fuel, there's nothing forcing it to stay, it leaves. The same thing, the candle of Hashem is the neshama flickering to want to be close to Hashem, meaning the roksel. That is the level of candle, of flame, of light that the Jews bring in the world.
Why do we lit candles every day?
Why do we lit candles every day? Because there's darkness every day. Why do you drink coffee every day?
No, why don't we? Like, why don't we turn on candles every day?
We do. Ner mitzvah v'teirad. We don't have Shabbos candles because that's for the uniqueness of Shabbos. Extra candles. But a Jew does a mitzvah, ner mitzvah v'teira od. You do a mitzvah, it's a ner. You do a learn teira, it's od. That's what we're supposed to do. The gilu yizeh she'iz bailes b'lev adam mekerev yish v'lev amat. Lotze sa nefesh metad ner teka. What?
You ask such good questions, you should come every day.
Don't push your luck. Okay, skip the parenthesis, which is four lines. And therefore, he says like this. It's not enough. So now, based on this, Alter Rebbe said, okay, why can't I just meditate into the greatness of Hashem? And that will bring light into the world. You know, people say, I'm a Jew in my heart. Whatever, I think about God. Why can't we think? He says, that's not revealing godliness in the world. Because if you think about it, thought, we learned, is alma diskasya, the hidden world. Nobody sees your thoughts. Thoughts are hidden. So if a person is going to think into the greatness of Hashem, he's not revealing it in the revealed worlds. You know, you could think about doing mitzvahs. You don't do it. In this world, it's worthless.
Is it only one revealed world like this right here?
Yep.
So why is there a good world?
Because God had to lower, 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 lower.
But they're not revealed.
They are revealed more than this world.
More than this world?
Yeah. Atzilus is a more revelation. But here, it's here. Yeah. Elo b'chinas alma diskasish b'chinas helem. It's concealment. Shenevis pasha dumer. It doesn't permeate his heart. It's only the level of makif from above, meaning indirectly affecting him. Like he says, the Gemara again. When the ganav is about to break any davens tashem, it doesn't affect the essence of the neshama to be one with Hashem. It's like something standing above him. In other words, like this. We all know something is wrong. And yet, we'll do it. Right? You'll do it. The question is, if you know it's wrong, why are you doing it? All of us know we're doing things we shouldn't be. Not, God forbid, sins. But, you know, if you know you're not supposed to do it, why are you doing it? No. The question is, but if you know it's right, why are you doing it? Because what you know doesn't affect you. The Rambam says, the Medrash says, if somebody will tell you, Chochma yesh b'goyim, ta'amin. Somebody tells you there's wisdom by a goy, believe him. Teira yesh b'goyim, if somebody will tell you this, Torah by Goyim, Al-Tamin, don't believe it. So the Rebbe, many Sikhs explains, what's the difference? Torah is also Chochmah, say. Torah is also Chochmah. Why is it that Goyim have Chochmah, but they don't have Torah? What's the difference between Chochmah and Torah? So the Rebbe explains, to give a mashal, a doctor who knows medicine very well, and yet he won't live a healthy lifestyle. he'll drink, he'll smoke, he'll fresh, whatever. You know, he'll eat unhealthy foods. The question, he's a big doctor, he can give you a lecture for who knows what, and yet he'll do it. So what's the answer? The knowledge is like Aristotle says, now I'm not Aristotle. Meaning, what I know is not, I don't practice the way I preach, so to speak. Not even preaching, just to yourself, you know what's wrong. That's what Al Rebbe is saying over here. That is an encompassing level. Understanding the greatness of Hashem will still not stop you from sinning, this type of person. Why? Because what I know is not permeating me. It's not affecting me directly. It's only affecting me indirectly. Teira yesh bagay. Teira is, the Zayar says, Teira, guidance. Teira is living what you learn. If you don't live what you learn, then it's not Teira. And therefore, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, a chacham is nicker b'chilasi b'shtiyasi b'tiyulei. You can tell a chacham the way he eats, a Torah chacham, the way he eats, the way he drinks, the way he walks, because Torah dictates how a Jew should live. So therefore, he says that's what Torah is, and the role of a Jew is not to meditate into the greatness of Hashem, because that's not going to permeate you. It's like he says, in Mash'en kim mechines gilu, helias negeil atmis ha-nefesh. K'ashayosim alibim, when you realize, not only you know, you feel, eichom amalev esev ilazeis, leituch ha-nefesh se'eis. Therefore, the nefesh can't handle any more being in the body of chesha taiva se'elam. Rak ruche nishma se'elav yase. What he wants is his ruach and neshama of the neshama should be gathered to Hashem, meaning one with Hashem. V'tesachid nefesh b'mkeira.
The Torah permeates stone, but not permeate me.
Because, first of all, Torah, in order to permeate the stone, takes many years.
No,
Rabbi Akiva didn't take a day or two.
But
I'm saying is like this. The Pasuk says, Vasireisi in Chumash, Vasireisi is Sleva Evan Mikirbechem. Hashem will remove the stone heart from within you. Now, what does it mean, a stone heart? When you put something on a stone, it falls off. It doesn't permeate the rock. It falls off. A person many times has a stoned heart. What do you mean a stoned heart? Whatever you learn, right and wrong, godliness, it just drips off. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't permeate into the heart. If it doesn't permeate into the heart, nothing's going to happen from it. It's not going to change you. Now, we are the ones that create this stone heart.
Yeah, but if Torah is such a high level of Kedusha, it should permeate.
I'm having a chisel in
it. It could and it should, but it's up to us to allow it to permeate. If you don't let it, it's not going to happen. Of course, Torah could permeate. But you have to let it. Like he said, you want light? Open the curtain. You can't leave the curtain closed and scream it's dark in here. You want light? One second. You want light? Open the window. Open the curtain. Who's stopping you? The reason why the sunlight is not coming into the room is because you created a blockage of it.
Barry.
Huh?
The barrier.
Yeah. What? No, what are you saying?
I say, it says in Peret,
Chorus Elecheres.
In other words, you have to permeate. The rock has to be permeated. That's what we do, Rabbi, with the diamond. We do that. We cut it.
I'm saying,
permeate.
What?
I'm saying, Torah is such a high level, it should burn through the curtain. It should destroy the curtain.
Then whose Torah is it? Whose Torah is it? Is it our doing or God's doing? So that's worthless. Now, God forbid, worthless. But that's not why Hashem created the world. I promise you this many times. I promise you, Hashem wants Mashiach more than we do.
What's happening?
Hashem wants Mashiach because right now, Hashem is forced not to reveal himself. Yeah, he made this, he set up the problem himself. But the bottom line is, yeah, Hashem is in Golos. Hashem is suffering. I'm together with you in the Tzara. Hashem is suffering in Golos. Shechinta begalusa. Yeah? Hashem wants Mashiach. As long as we have a good steak, you know, with a nice whatever. It's good. Okay, so who wants Mashiach more? Hashem wants Mashiach more. So the question is, just bring him. Who's stopping him? Who's stopping Hashem from being Mashiach? So the answer is, to have a Mashiach that God made, I don't want to use the word worth, but to clarify, it's worthless. Of course God could do it. What's the big deal? Dira b'tachteinim doesn't mean that Hashem wants that he should make a dira b'tachteinim. He wants that we should make a dira b'tachteinim. So, yeah, Hashem could be, the Torah is very powerful. Torah could permeate everything. Torah breaks everything. Torah melts everything. The question is, if Torah does it on its own, then it's Hashem's doing. Like we learned many times, the beginning of creation, the Medrash says, Hashem created a perfect world. Right? And we learn, why did Hashem make Yechat Hetzadas? Because Hashem said, me make a perfect world, big deal. What I want is you make a perfect world. It has to be you. It has to be our Torah.
Well,